Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is for anyone that's ever been cheated on. Why is it that when the people that we love cheat on us, that we are the ones left feeling guilty? For some reason that we're questioning ourselves, that were we the reasons why? So this is for anyone that is searching for comfort after being cheated on by a person that was our whole world. This always happens when you surround yourself with them, that everything that you are, you're them. And that's not necessarily a good thing to do. Once you find yourself molding into them, I think it's a good thing to take a step back and realize that you're not being yourself anymore, that you need to take a step back and be who you are and understand that not only is that who you're supposed to be for yourself, but it's also the person they may have fell in love with. I think that's something that's super important to understand. Hi everyone, my name is Joey Kidney. I'm the host of The Happy Times. This is a podcast that we just sit and we have a conversation. Right now, I'm filming it for YouTube, which is the first one back in many. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that you're here too. I'm not happy for the reason that you're here, but I'm happy you're here. You deserve to be. You deserve to be better. You don't deserve to be cheated on. I know that's a question that often floats in the back of our minds. It's like, yeah, did we deserve this? Is this all that we were made for love? The answer is no. I think, especially with this day and age, we kind of fall into this thing that it's easier to cheat on somebody and break their heart than it is to confront them. You know, growing up, I was not a big fan of phone calls or going in to talk to people. I was a very shy kid. And I feel like this is the equivalent of that for breaking up with somebody, is that we just go cheat on them. Break their heart and break their whole value of love. Oh, it's an awful thing to do to anybody. But you're okay. You're here. And I'm not a psychologist, for anyone wondering. I'm just a guy that, for a really long time, didn't understand his feelings. I didn't understand who I was, what I was doing, where I was. I was a sports guy and got a lot of head injuries, and I didn't understand depression or anxiety. And then, you know, I fell in love, I got broken up with, and I didn't understand why I was feeling the way I was. And then I sat and I asked myself these questions. You know, I didn't want any medication. I didn't want any quick fixes. I wanted to know why I felt this way. And that led me to my answers, because I asked myself the questions, which a lot of people don't seem to do. You know, oftentimes when we get cheated on, we feel three things, or one of these three things. We feel broken, right? The person that we invested our whole life into just broke it all away. Two, we feel used. Someone that we invested trust into broke that. And three, we feel confused. It doesn't add up. Why? Why didn't you just come to me? Why didn't you just tell me? Well, it goes back to the first example, right? Is the shy little boy like me. Right? Why didn't I just go talk to them? Because I was scared. I was going for an easy way out. And I'm not trying to validate somebody who cheated at all. I'm just trying to make it make sense, because a lot of these things, like especially with like this cancel culture, we are canceling our own thoughts nowadays, which does not make sense to me, and it doesn't sit right with me. You deserve to explore your thoughts, even if they're a little bit negative, even if they're a little bit too far left, too far right. You deserve to understand why you feel the way that you do. Indy just walked into the room, and if you can see that door open slowly, I apologize. It's just my dog. She likes to come and chill on the ground. So all of these feelings, feeling broken, used, and confused, they're all valid. And to be honest with you, feeling nothing is valid as well. I went through a very long period where I felt nothing for like 2 whole years. I just, you know, let it happen, and I let it be, and I'm not saying it's a good thing to do. I'm not saying to just ignore it for 2 years, but, you know, I'm actually happy that I did, because I was able to, you know, process it and look at it from a different perspective rather than just trying to fix something. There's so many times when something goes wrong, we're just like, okay, I need to fix it. I need to fix this. This can't be the way it is. I have to fix this. Sometimes we just have to let it be the way it is and ride it out. Feel it. Feel shitty. Feel fucking mad. Hate the person. Hate ourselves. We go so much into this, like, psychoanalyzing that we need to figure it all out. It's not about figuring it all out. It's about wanting to. It's about asking ourselves the questions. That's the power. You know, in those 2 years, I'm sure that I was deflecting at the time, but it worked. Because it gave me a different perspective. It gave me the perspective of, why did this happen to me? Looking at it from kind of like a third person. Which I don't know if it's healthy. I don't know. But it worked for me at the time. I'm here today, and I'm okay. I'm in a very happy relationship that is going on 4 years this month. I know. I will take the round of applause, because I made it. And this is between being cheated on and many breakups in between to now. And it's not that I found my person. Yes, I'm absolutely in love with this woman. She makes me want to be a better me, and makes me want to improve, not only for our relationship, but for myself, and I'm very happy. But it's because we're able to grow together, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world. So if you've been cheated on, don't hate love. Don't write it off really quick. It's still out there. I know you're waiting for me to say the cookie cutter thing. Well, it's in yourself. It is. You're not listening to this for no reason. You're not searching this. Like, you want to get better. And that's not because you need to. It's because you care for yourself. So not feeling nothing. Sorry. So feeling nothing for 2 years kind of helped me, because it allowed me to process it instead of just, like I said, getting that quick fix, because that quick fix isn't always what we need or who we are or what we want. Sometimes it's watching a YouTube video and being like, okay, that's how we're going to solve it. DIY, my heart that's broken. Sometimes that just doesn't work. Sometimes we need to take that time to break, to cry, to feel. Right? And this time gave me peace of mind. Not that I shouldn't have just gone and been in pure rage at this cheater. I never was. Because part of me understood that they did because they didn't love me. And they didn't love themselves while with me. And not to say that that's okay, but that was it. Right? So the main question that I asked myself during that period was, what was the reasoning? Not for who they cheated with, but why they did. And I know I'm never, ever, ever going to get that answer, mainly because I didn't ask. Because at that time, when somebody confesses something that they did wrong to you, are they ever going to say, this is why? No. They're going to say things to cover up our tracks. It's just who we are as humans. I think honesty doesn't come instantly. I think it comes after a period of time, and I think we should take that honesty, no matter what time period it is, with the same amount of love and appreciation.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
There's never been a moment in my life where I'm just instantly honest and everything's out on the table. If I've done wrong in my life, you know, I immediately try to cover it up, even if it's just for a fraction. I was born a liar. I was a shy kid. When I messed up, I was scared. It was not a great thing to be. I'm not trying to validate a cheater in any way. But honesty doesn't always come instantly. That's all I'm going to say. So not figuring out who they cheated with, but, you know, why they did, is something that's always going to, like, give you anger. It's always going to make you feel, like, furious, but also remorseful. Because someone that you deeply loved never felt that love. It's not just that they wanted it with somebody else, it's that they didn't feel it from you. That's hard. It's a hard thing to understand. It's a hard thing to process. And, you know, you get to ask yourself, like, wasn't that love enough for them to stay? And then we get to the bingo question of, you know, were you enough? Was I enough? And, you know, with this number one toxic question, I actually have the number one toxic answer. And it's no. I wasn't enough. But why would I want to be? Why would I want to try to be enough for somebody that's never going to value that? That's never going to be enough for me? That's never going to accept that I'm not enough for them? And the only way that they're going to tell me is by exposing their love to somebody else. You know, looking back on it, I shouldn't have been enough. I shouldn't have tried to be enough. because if this didn't happen, then I'd be living my whole life trying to be with someone that always wanted me to be something more, something that I'd never be. So then we get to the point where we ask ourselves, were they enough? Right? And these are all like things that we're just going to float down. These are paths that I'm not saying are the healthiest, but this is a path that I went down. Right? And it's weird that you always end like, were they enough? You always end like in the kind of guilty way, like, oh, what did I do wrong? It's not that like, oh, was I the problem? It was like, oh, were they enough for me? Like, as if that's going to make the situation any better, as if you answer that question. Right? They were looking for something that wasn't you. And it's hard, but it's truthful. And if it didn't happen, you'd still be trying to love somebody that doesn't even accept your love. Right? So there's so many things. Like, you must be listening to this and be like, well, this cheater cheated on me with my sister. I'm never going to know who they cheated with, why they cheated, what relationship you're in, or anything that you're dealing with. I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to fully understand that. No one ever will. It's truly only in your heart. And like I said, honesty doesn't come instantly. So you're never going to be truly honest with everybody around you. With your faults, with their faults, with how it made you feel, how you made them feel, all of the above, right? My feelings helped me move on. Talking about things helped me move on. Talking about just me to this mic helped me move on. And, you know, that's because I didn't ignore my feelings. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is that I want you to understand your feelings. I want you to actually get before that. I want you to ask yourself, you know, why? For everything that you feel, why do I feel anxious? That's going to make you feel a little bit more anxious, but you're going to understand why. You know, even if you feel nothing about a situation for 2 years, I want you to understand why you felt nothing. Right? So how do we move on from this situation? How do we get to a point where we feel a lot better, you know? Okay, so let's go to one. Feel the breakup. Even though it ended drastically, you don't have to hide your emotions. I want you to cry. I want you to laugh. I want you to party. I want you to have fun with your friends. I want you to have fun with other people. Go through the motions. But at the end of the day, I just want you to check in with yourself, because that's the most important thing, right? And it doesn't have to be some big thing. It doesn't have to be this huge thing where you sit down and journal for 3 hours. You don't have to do this. But maybe it's just opening up your notes app, writing something like this. Maybe it's just looking yourself in the mirror and being like, hey, how you doing? Apparently we're acting like we're Joey from Friends. Just check in with yourself. And two, to focus on yourself, which I guess it also checking in. But this means stop living for someone that didn't live for you. Right? This person broke your heart. They broke your life. They turned it upside down. It's time to live for yourself. Try new things. Surround yourself with great people. And you'll get back on your feet, I promise. I promise. Again, it's not instant. And number three, how do we move on from this situation? This is the big one. Number three, realize that you knew all of this. All of this cookie cutter shitty advice. This whole podcast, this whole video, this whole thing. You knew this because you know your heart. You know who you are because you are you, and you're the only you, and your mother is fucking perfect to you. And you're not for them. And they're not for you. And you knew this. You knew it. No matter how many times you hear that your best friend saying, like, you need to get back out there. You're going to feel okay. Right? You deserve all the love in the world. Somebody out there is going to love you. No matter how many times you hear your mom, your best friend, your sister, whatever, you say that to you, you don't feel it. It doesn't matter if you don't feel it. And it's because somebody took your heart and they put it over their shoulder and they gave their own heart to somebody else in return. Not you. They didn't accept your love at all. They didn't give it to somebody else. They gave their own love to someone else. instead of you. Oh my gosh. Okay, I didn't mean to make that sound so friggin' harsh, okay? But it's true, and you deserve better. You're strong enough, you're capable, and I say this without even knowing you because you're interested in this topic. You want to know why, and I think that's the right path right away. And not a lot of people go down it. I can tell you that. Not a lot of people have the strength that you have. You were cheated on and it fucking hurts. You should cry about it. You should be bad about it. You should process it. You should write about it. You should make music about it. You should be angry about it. You should write a freaking poetry book about it. I did. I wrote a lot. That's just how it helped me process who I am, why I feel the way I do. It fucking hurts. And understand by doing all of this, all of these things that help us get to who we're meant to be and get better, all of this is about it. It's about the situation. It's not about you. So it's not something that maybe, you know, you just disconnect from in the future. It's always going to be with you. But understand that it's not you. It's not your personality. Okay? You got broken up with. You got cheated on. That's okay. It's okay. You're okay. It hurts. It hurts. It's awful. But you're okay. And I think that, you know, how can I ever love myself ever again? Well, like I said before, you're doing it right now. And that's by taking interest in who you are, why you feel the way you do, and I'm very happy that you're here. So thank you very much for listening and watching, and I promise that it's going to be okay. Like, in all seriousness, this happened to me when I was 17, 18, whatever, like 10 years ago. And now I think about it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I made such a big deal about it. You know, but at the time, it was okay that I did. Because that's what I needed to do for myself. And so however you handle the situation is how you handle it. It's valid. And so are you. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a like or a comment if you're on YouTube, or a rating if you're on Spotify and Apple. And I have been working on a lot of fun things. I have a new book coming out, hopefully sometime in October. That might be a little soon, but it is coming. And I'm also working on doing maybe a live event, kind of like what you're watching right now if you're on YouTube, and doing a little Q&A and just having a fun evening with me. It's something that's in the works, but hopefully something that can come soon. Okay, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you later.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.